2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Unrivaled continues on a Friday. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell across from me here.
I've decided, Alex, I know what I want to be when I grow up.
Oh, yeah. Kind of late for that, isn't it?
I haven't grown up yet.
Okay.
So, it dawned on me again this morning.
Yeah, what is it?
Figured out what I want to be.
What is it?
I want to be the president of the United States of America.
Boy.
You want to know why?
Why?
So someone just writes down on a card, tells me everything I do. What? I don't have to think for myself. I just you come in the room, you sit down,
right.
Stand up, you say a few things, you sit down, and you leave. I'm like, give me that card.
You know what's funny?
Give me that person. Just someone just tell me everything so I don't have to worry about anything. That's the job I want.
The funny thing is that I think we do this with a lot of things that you say, I want to grow up and be this. When you're a kid. When you're a kid, you say, I'm going to play in the NFL. I'm going to play Major League Baseball. That's my favorite is when kids are like 11. They're like, well,
I said that.
When I'm playing Major League Baseball, I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z. And I don't tell my kids straight up, like, there's zero possibility of that. Because you always tell them, you know, that's what I told myself. And I'm like, don't listen to Scott. Uncle Scott, he's
it was
the
my
only
career
person.
Choice in the sixth grade.
But there are a lot of other people who put that down as career choices, and they have – the only difference is they have
the only difference, they just didn't want it bad enough.
Sure. One in a million talent, one in a million size. It works out. But anyway, bottom line is.
Well, I want to be president now. That's all I know.
But again, it's not to do the actual leading. Like, you want the White House chef and somebody to tell you exactly where to stand.
No, it's that and you have free movies.
No,
you get to watch movies in your house.
On Air Force One? Oh, you get like
no,
the good
there's
ones.
A movie theater at
yes.
your house.
And I think that they just.
On Air Force One.
That's what you meant. Yeah, at Air Force One, you get that movie playing on the seat back
now,
in front of you.
Now, being able to fly on Air Force One, that would be cool.
You know who
Mark Rippon is?
Yes, former Washington Commandos quarterback.
So he's Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
And he holds these charity events in Washington every year.
Yeah.
And one of the prizes is people get to go tour Air Force One.
Right, yeah, sure.
He's not allowed on the airplane.
So you can't be another nationality
yeah.
and get on?
They don't let Canadians on Air Force
so
One.
Okay. So a person of questionable background, but their background is they're born in America.
They get on.
They get on.
Yeah.
But a person is
that's
like.
That's called the president, by the way.
The Canadians.
No.
I would let all Canadians on.
Don't you think you'd let a Canadian
staff it
on
with
before,
only Canadians?
I know. You'd let the Canadians on before anyone
yes.
else. Yeah, he goes, I can't get on.
That's hilarious.
He goes, you know, you think, I mean, I won a Super Bowl. And he says, nope, they will. They'll let me to the door. I can take the people and, but.
Scott on a teleprompter.
They say your kind's not allowed here.
Your people.
Yeah.
I brought a case of maple syrup, though.
Yeah.
Nope, we'll take it, but no. Speaking of doing what you want to do when you grow up, BYU made some announcements today about some staff changes. So there was a vacancy for the director of recruiting position after Jason IU left that post, and he's now an associate athletic director for the academic side of things for the football team. So they hired Patrick Hickman, who was doing something similar over on Broncos staff in Virginia. I was super excited about this, though, because this is my favorite interview of all time of BYU players. Former defensive end for BYU, Jan Jorgensen, coming back to the team as a defensive analyst. So he was at Snow for a while. He was a defensive coordinator at a small school before that. But Jan was the best interview my entire time covering BYU as a reporter and then part of the broadcast team. I freaking love talking to Jan Jorgensen. You know why? It was during Broncos era, where guys were told to hate the media, and Jan Jorgensen did not. He was super cool about talking about anything. Awesome to talk to. So glad to have him on the staff. Glad to have him back there. And then Anna Lamb is hired as an office manager. And then I'm assuming probably the daughter of Coach Ed Lamb. And then Christian Roberts, executive assistant to the head coach. So there you go. Some additions there on a week that they had their football media day. And one of the things that came up on Football Media Day from Kalani Sitake was this exact thing about having goals of going to the NFL. This isn't lost on Kalani, and he also doesn't roll his eyes about it, too, because he knows that these are the goals that these guys have.
I want our guys to talk about the NFL. I want them to realize that there's an option to play in the NFL if you do things the right way here. And I need to provide an environment where the NFL can be real for them. And so that's my job. My job is to get them to play at their best and get them to perform their best and aim high for the sky, and we'll see what happens.
I actually was kind of shocked when I heard this. And you go to college programs, and you hear these coaches, and they're like, we're going to take care of your son, and he's going to get an education, he's going to do all these things.
Most guys don't play in the NFL, so we're going to get a great career.
Kalani actually spoke the truth.
Which is
every single one of these players, they all want to go to the NFL. Right. That's where they go to these programs with the hope that it's going to continue their opportunity, continue their dream, and give themselves a chance to go to the NFL. Everyone believes they can go to the NFL. They all do. And all this stuff about, you know, academics and education and all that, it's not the reason people go. It's a secondary reason. And I know that we had Jamal Anderson on here, and I know that his whole thing was about education.
Well, he's like, I chose Utah because I asked questions about my education, and they were able to answer them.
They actually took me and met with right. professors. I met with people that I actually would be going to class with. It's not how it is. And if anyone tells you differently, they're fooling yourself.
It's not how it is. What do you mean it's not how it is? These guys have to go to school.
Guys,
they have to get good grades. What is that noise?
That noise is they have things so set up with academic advisors. You're gonna go there.
Yeah, but they have to do the schoolwork. I don't want to hear this stuff about how they're faking it through school because they're not cheating.
Most of these guys,
you think about on BYU's team,
they're so guided about how they get through their classes and what they have to do. Yes, they go to class, and yes, they have to go to class.
I definitely want
all
my
those
friends.
Things, but it's so easy. It's like when they go get a physical every year at the beginning of the season.
You are misrepresenting it.
No, I'm not.
Absolutely.
I am not misrepresenting it. There's guys that go, look, I probably don't have any shot, and I'm going to get my degree. They make it extremely easy. They knock down every potential barrier that you could possibly have.
BYU's academic standards are not a joke, and their school doesn't allow it to just be like, hey, you can coast by while you're here.
But I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Okay? The average student probably doesn't have at their disposal all of the tools
right.
that football players have to ensure that they get their degree done, that they go to class, that they pass their classes.
I used to go to the athlete study hall for my biology class at BYU.
They have study hall. They have tutors. Sweet. They have people that will help you with every potential possible thing. No, they're not going to do the work for you. No, they're not going to cheat for you. But they're going to make it super, super easy for you to actually go to class and graduate. There's no reason that someone shouldn't graduate when they go to school today. But these coaches go, I don't want to deal with all these academics. I don't want to deal with all this stuff. I want to focus on football, because if I don't win football games, guess what happens? I don't have a job.
Here's what Kalani said about a job, by the way, and getting guys ready for the NFL. I think he's not – obviously, he knows what the real numbers are. During all this time, he's had 9 NFL draft picks in the 6 years he's been the head coach, and Bronco Mendenhall had 10 draft picks in his 11 years. So he's on a better trajectory, certainly. BYU's gotten better about putting guys in the NFL. But here's what he said about this is their goal, so I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible for them to be able to get to that goal. And if they don't, if they fall short, guess what? If I got them to be the best football player to the spot to where they could maybe get to a look in the NFL, then it's going to be good for our team. Here's what he said about it.
I asked my 123 players how many want to play in the NFL. They all raise their hand. It doesn't matter if they're fifth or sixth string. It doesn't matter. They want to play there. But you can learn from the lessons of people that have worked there and got there. It's like, hey, this is how you can get it done. My job is to make sure that I allow them the opportunity to live their dreams, right? And when it doesn't work out, then we have a good backup plan. But even if they do get the NFL, it's going to end. What are you going to do after that? But the NFL has to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, I'm not doing my job well.
What you do after it's done, you just get on the radio.
Is that it?
That's what I do.
So tell us, guys, hey, if the NFL doesn't work out, let's get you on the radio, buddy.
I just was refreshed by this because these, like when you play football, most guys, your father-in-law excluded, like they think about, that's all they think about.
Getting to the NFL.
And playing football, it's like their life. It's like, okay, I'm playing football. Well, in order to play football, you got to go to class. Fine, I'll do that. I'll go to class but it's not what my thought process is. It's not where my mind is. It's like I love this and I'm doing it. I have this opportunity and I'm gonna go for it. So they'll work themselves through school, and they'll figure all of that stuff out. But it's about playing football. When I think you brought up the question to me when I showed you one of my old playbooks. And I think you were like, wow, there's a lot in here. Like, you can't be a dummy and figure all this stuff out.
There's no such thing. And you were like, look, the quarterback knows a lot because they have to kind of have everything that's going on in the play in front of them. But there are dumb guys on teams, and maybe the coach just goes, you need to know these 6 things, and that's it. Just focus on these 6 things. Listen for these 6 things in the huddle.
But guys will go beyond maybe their mental capacities because they know that's the only way they get on the field. Right. So guys figure it out. Guys study it. Guys learn it. If they know that it's how they get there. Same thing with going to school. Like I promise you, the coaches say, if you don't get school taken care of, you don't get on the field. Now, we're going to give you every opportunity to get school taken care of, but if you still don't do it, and there's guys are highly motivated to do that. And there's so much forgiveness. There's so much summer school. There's so many tutors. You would have a brutally hard time failing out of school if you're a football player. They make it really easy for you.
Then there's guys on every roster that are like the academic All-Americans that you're like, oh, they were going to get these good grades regardless of if they were a football player or not. You know, I remember dudes going through the BYU
Alex Smith
program.
Was an amazingly, yes. You know, Britton Covey.
Sure.
Very smart.
And BYU always has a handful of dudes who are like, oh, that guy's got a 3.9 and he's in the business program. It's not like, I am in sociology.
Yeah.
I'm in communications. I said communications because that's what I did.
Criminology is a good one.
This is that one that happens. Yeah. There's that one. I'm trying to think of the – if guys went to BYU and they got their marriage and family they got their marriage and family degree, I'd always be like, what?
Is that a degree?
Something along those lines.
Marriage and family?
It's marriage and family science or something like that. Anyway.
Probably be a good degree at BYU.
All right, we're taking the break before Scott can make fun of BYU anymore.
I'm not making fun of BYU.
No criminology at BYU, by the way. That's at Utah.
I know. We had a lot of guys in criminology at Utah.
Weren't you a fly fisherman major?
That was summer school.
With a golf minor?
That was the spring. Summer was camping
and fly fishing.
Spring, golf.
I did take bowling at BYU. As one of my PE credits.
See, if I'd have known, bowling would have been in the winter.
Minored in bowling. All right.
What can we do in the winter? We'll go bowling.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. More to go here on the program. We've got our weekend What Are the Odds right around the corner. So we'll roll those out. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.